Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, Minister of the 12th Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation out of South Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is January 9, 2017, that is February 23, 2021, we will start our first service today with a song entitled, Oh, What a Friend We Have in Yahshua.
What a friend we have in Yahshua, all our sins and griefs to bear, what a burden to carry, everything to Yah and pray. Oh, what peace we often forfeit, oh, what needless pain we burn, oh, because we do not carry everything to Yah and from. Have we trials and temptation? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Yah in prayer. Then we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows shed. Thus will us our every weakness. Take it to the Yah and pray. Oh, we're weak and heavy laden, cumbered with the load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Yah and pray. Do thy friends despise forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
Holy One. Part 13, we're in Isaiah chapter 43. It says, But now thus saith the Yahweh that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Yahweh the Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say, I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears, that all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this? And show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified. And let them hear and say it is the truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh. And my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed. In other words, there was no deity formed. Neither shall there be after me. And this is talking about the Father, actually. I am the Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior. Alright. Now, what does he mean by that? Well, we know that he sent his Son to be the Savior. So it just simply means that Yahshua, let's back up again and read this again. You are my witness, saith the Yahshua. Now this is the Son talking. And my servant whom I have chosen. Who is his servant? Isaiah is his servant. That ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no deity form. Neither shall there be after me. They say, before me there was no God form. Okay. So this actually would have to be talking about the Father. Because we know that he has no beginning, and we don't know his origin. Without beginning and without ending. Okay, so that would be Yahweh the Father. And there was nothing formed before him. Then it comes down to, but his Son, he created out of his own loins, and he became the Savior of this world after it fell into sin. So now in verse 11 of Isaiah 43, it's talking about, I am. Okay. It says, the Lord. Well, the only way you can harmonize this, if this here God appear earlier, is called Yahweh, the Father, Yahweh, the Father. Then he said, I am the Lord. Well, the Lord, so you have to put a preposition in here to make it harmonize. I am with the Yahshua, my Son, and beside me there is no Savior. Well, the thing is, beside the Father, there is no Savior. But before him is a Savior. His Son is before him. Okay? That's another thing you have to consider. I have declared and I have saved and I have showed. When there was no strange God among you, therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Yahweh, that I am the Yahweh. Yea, before the day was, I am he. Okay, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Now here it is right here. Yahshua is the Redeemer and the Holy One of Israel. So, thus saith Yahshua, the Son, your Redeemer. And then it says, comma, the Holy One of Israel. It should not have a comma there. It should have a preposition, as the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent unto Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I am the Yahshua, as your Holy One, as the Creator of Israel, as your King. So I put a preposition in three different places there to make it harmonize. Thus saith Yahshua, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as told. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. For the beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offering. Neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not called thee to serve with an offering, or wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifice. Thou hast made me to serve with thy sin. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquity. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sin. Put me in remembrance, let us plead together, declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse and Israel to reproaches. Okay, that's the end of Isaiah 43. Go right on into Isaiah 44. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith Yahweh, that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. They shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am the Yahshua, then another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Yahshua, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Okay, surname himself by the name of Israel. Well, that's who we are. We're surnamed by the name of Israel. Thus saith the Yahshua, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Yahshua of the host. I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no deity. In other words, there's no God. There's no... Because Yahweh, the Father, is in heaven, and the King is here on earth. And so, he can truthfully say, there is none beside me. There is no deity beside me. And he says, I am the first and I am the last. Okay. What does he mean by that? I am the first. In Revelation 3:14, he says he's the beginning of the creation of his Father. So that's the way we have to look at it. It says that, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodicean write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of Yahweh. So Yahshua is the true witness. It says so there in Revelation 1:5. He says he's this true witness. and from Yahshua Messiah, who is a faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto Yahweh and his Father, and to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah. Okay, now let's go back to Isaiah 44, verse 7, and who, as I shall call, and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them, fear ye not, neither be afraid, have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it, you are even my witnesses. Is there a deity beside me? Yea, there is no deity. I know not any. They that make a graven image are all of them vanity. And their delectable things shall not profit, and they are their own witnesses. They see not, nor know, that they may be ashamed. Who hath formed a god, or molten a graven image, that is profitable for nothing?
Yeah.
Behold, all his fellows shall be ashamed, and the workmen, they are of men. Let them all be gathered together. Let them stand up, yet they shall fear, and they shall be ashamed together. The smith with the tongs both worketh in the coals, and the fashioneth it with the hammers, and worketh it with the strength of his arm. Yea, he is hungry, and his strength faileth. He drinketh no water, and is faint. The carpenter stretcheth out his rule. He maketh it out with a line. He fitteth it with plane. And he marketh it out with the compass, and maketh it after the figure of a man, according to the beauty of a man, that it may remain in the house. He heareth him down cedars, and taketh the cypress and the oak, which he strengtheneth for himself. Among the trees of the forest he planteth an ash, and the rain doth nourish it. Then shall it be for a man to burn, for he will take thereof and warm himself. Yea, he kindleth it, and baketh bread. Yea, he maketh a god, and worshipeth it. He maketh it a graven image, and falleth down thereto. He burneth part thereof in the fire, with part thereof he eateth flesh. He roasteth roast, and is satisfied. Yea, he warmeth himself, and saith, Aha, I am warm, I have seen the fire. And the residue thereof he maketh a god, even his graven image. He falleth down unto it, and worshipeth it, and prayeth unto it, and saith, Deliver me, for thou art my God. They have not known, nor understood, for he has shut their eyes that they cannot see, and their hearts that they cannot understand. And none considereth in his heart, neither is there knowledge, nor understanding to say, I have burned part of it in the fire. Yea, also I have baked bread upon the coals thereof. I have roasted flesh and eaten it. And shall I make the residue thereof an abomination? Shall I fall down to the stalk of a tree? He feedeth on ashes. A deceived heart hath turned him aside, that he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, Is there not a lie in my right hand? Remember thee, O Jacob, and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgression, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Yahweh hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains. O forest and every tree therein, for the Yahshua has redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. Thus saith the Yahshua, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Yahshua that maketh all things, that stretches forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of the laws and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward and maketh their knowledge foolish, that confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith unto Yerushalayim, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof, that saith unto the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers, that saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying unto Yerushalayim, thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. Now we're coming up to our time. This is a antithetical Cyrus's time now. Donald Trump. And so we have a cross reference here in Ezra chapter 1 verse 1 and 2. Let's see if we can hit on that. Ezra 1 verse 1 and 2. And now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahweh by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, the Yahweh Elohim of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? His Yahweh be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of Yahweh of Elohim of Israel. He is the Yahweh, which is in Jerusalem. And whosoever remaineth in any place where he sojourneth, let the men of his place help him with silver and with gold and with goods and with beasts, besides the freewill offering for the house of Yahweh that is in Jerusalem. So here's your prophecy that that temple is going to be built in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is going to be rebuilt. So they're going to have this war there, but this is in the first year of Cyrus, and Donald Trump just finished his first year. He's just finishing his first year, January the 20th, here just in a few days. Less than 2 weeks, Donald Trump will finish out 1 year, the antithetical Cyrus, and he has made all these decrees and declarations concerning recognizing Jerusalem, being the capital of Israel, solely, and to restore and rebuild. So we're there at this place. Okay. It says in Isaiah 45, thus saith Yahweh. Now let's go ahead. Let's go back to Ezra chapter 1 and let's finish reading that chapter. It says in verse 5, then rose up the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, with all them whose spirit Yahweh had raised to go up to build the house of Yahweh, which is in Jerusalem, and all they that were about them strengthened their hand with silver, vessels of silver, with gold, with goods, and with beasts, and with precious things, besides all that was willingly offered. Also Cyrus the king brought forth the vessels of the house of Yahweh, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and had put them in the house of his God. Even those that Cyrus king of Persia bring forth by the hand of Mithridat the treasurer, and numbered them under Shasbazar the prince of Judah, and this is a number of them, and it goes ahead and numbers all of those vessels, And then it goes, that ends chapter 1 of Ezra. Now let's go back to Isaiah 45. And we start verse 1. Thus saith Yahweh unto his anointed, unto Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee, and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Yahweh, which called thee by thy name, am the Elohim of Israel. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Yahweh, and there is none else. There is no Elohim beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Yahweh, and there is none else. So Yahweh is going to prove to the world, through Donald Trump and a typical Charlotte, he's going to prove to the world that there is none beside him, before him, that he is a true, that Donald Trump is a true servant. Yahweh is going to prove it to the world that he's raised this man up to represent his cause in the earth. So, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. How do Yahweh do all these things? Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. How do Yahweh have created? Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, what maketh thou, or thy work? He hath no hand. Woe unto him that saith unto his father, what begettest thou, or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? They said to Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hand. Command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens and all of their host have I commanded. I have raised him up, that is, antitypical Cyrus, that Donald Trump, I have raised him up in righteousness. And I have raised him up in right doing. And I will direct all his ways. So Yahweh, we pray every day for Yahweh to keep his hand on Donald Trump, because he's chosen him. He's his servant. He's just the right-hand man today. He's raised him up, and he's going to direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let my captives go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith Yeshua of the host. Okay, well, this is Yeshua actually talking here, the Son. Is talking. So, thus saith Yeshua, the labor of Egypt and merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabine, men of stature shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee in chains. They shall come over it, and they shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely Yahweh is in thee, and there is none else. There is no deity. Verily thou art a deity that hideth thyself, O Yahweh of Israel, the Savior. It's talking about, O Yahshua of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed, and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together, that are makers of idols. Okay. But Israel shall be saved in the Yeshua with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed or confounded, world without end. For thus saith the Yeshua that created the heaven, Yahweh himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it, he created it, not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Yeshua, and there is none else. In other words, I am the only Savior of this world, the Redeemer. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. How do I still speak righteousness? I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together. Ye that are escaped of the nation, they have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell me, and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from the ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Yahweh, and there is no Yahweh beside me, a just Yahweh and a Savior? There is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am the Yahweh, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth, and righteousness that shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Now this is the Father talking here. Surely shall one say in the Yahweh, have I righteousness and strength, even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Yahweh shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. That's also in Yahweh the Father and the Son. Isaiah 46, verse 1. Baal boweth down, Nebo stoopeth, their idols were upon the beast and upon the cattle. Their carriages were heavy loaden. They are a burden to the weary beast. They stooped, they bowed down together, they could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Hearken to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age, I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. To whom will you liken me, and make me equal, and compare me, that we may be like? They lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance, and hire a goldsmith, and he maketh it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship. They bear him upon the shoulder. They carry him and sit him in his place, and he standeth. From his place shall he not remove. Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Remember this and show yourselves, men. Bring again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old. For I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I am Yahweh, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Hearken unto me, ye stout-hearted that are far from righteousness. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory. Okay, Isaiah 51:5. There's a cross-reference to that statement there. Let's look at it. It says, my righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The isle shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes unto the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in the like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. All right, let's go back now to Isaiah 47. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover thy locks. Make bare the leg. Uncover the thigh. Pass over the rivers. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered. Yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. As for our Redeemer, the Yahshua of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit thou silent, and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. Verse 6, I was wroth with my people. I have polluted mine inheritance, and given them into thine hand. Thou didst show them no mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou very heavily laid thy yoke. Okay, that's Deuteronomy 28:50. Deuteronomy 28:50 is cross-reference to that. Let's go look at that. It says, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor unto the young. What nation is that? That's the nation of Babylon. Okay. See, it says right here, there in Deuteronomy 28:49, it says, Yahweh shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor unto the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kind, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which Yahweh Elohim hath given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Yahweh the Elohim hath given thee, in the siege and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee. So if the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil toward his brother, and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children, whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. the tender and the delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to sit the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children which she shall bear. For she shall eat them for want of all things, secretly in the siege and straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in thy gate. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear the glorious and fearful name, the Yahweh thy Elohim, then the Yahweh will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Yahweh bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of the heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of Yahweh the Elohim. And it shall come to pass that as the Yahweh rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Yahweh will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it, and the Yahweh shall scatter thee among all people, from the end of the earth even unto the other, and this thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone, and among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Yahweh shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in the doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would Yahweh it were even, and at even thou shalt say, would Yahweh it were morning. For the fear of thine heart, wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. And the Yahweh shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. Okay, so that's Deuteronomy chapter 28, that is verse 50 through 68. 18 verses I read there. There's a reason for that, because Yahweh is doing that today in the earth. He's punishing all the inhabitants of the world for their wrongdoing, for their breaking of his law. The key is right here in verse 58. And Deuteronomy 28, 58. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Yahweh thy Elohim. Okay. Now let us go back to Isaiah, where we left off. Isaiah 47:7. And thou sayest, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things to the heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it. Therefore hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that saith in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, and one day, the loss of children and widowhood, they shall come upon thee and their perfection, for the multitude of thy sorceries, and for the great abundance of thy enchantment. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness, thou hast said, none seeth me, thy wisdom and thy knowledge. It hath perverted thee, and thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it ariseth, and mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Stand now with thine enchantments, and with the multitude of thy sorceries wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. If so be, thou shalt be able to profit. If so be, thou mayest prevail. Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly pronosticators, stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it. This shall they be unto thee, with whom thou hast labored, even thy merchants from thy youth. They shall wander every one to his quarter. None shall save thee. That's the end of Isaiah chapter 47. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob. This is Isaiah 48 verse 1. Of which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah. This is Judah the lawgiver, which swear by the name of the Yahshua, and make mention of the Yahweh of Israel, but not in the truth, nor in righteousness. For they call themselves of the holy city, and stay themselves upon the Yahweh of Israel, the Yahweh of hosts. The Yahshua of the host is his name. Okay. So let's read that again. For they call themselves of the holy city, and stay themselves upon the Elohim of the King of Israel. For the Yahshua of hosts is his name. I have declared the former things in the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them, I did them, suddenly, and they came to pass. Because I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is as is an iron sinew, and thy brow bright. I have even from the beginning declared it unto thee. Before it came to pass, I showed it thee, lest I should have said, mine idol hath done them, and my graven image, and my molten image hath commanded them. Thou hast heard, see all this, and will not declare it. I have showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. They are created now, and not from the beginning. Even before the day when thou heardest them, not, lest thou shouldest say, behold, I knew them. Yea, thou heardest not, yea, thou knewest not, yea, from that time that thine ear was not open, for I knew that thou wouldest deal very treacherously, and was called a transgressor from the womb. For my name's sake will I defer mine anger, and for my praise will I refrain for thee, that I cut thee not off. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. For mine own sake, even for mine own sake, will I do it. For how should my name be polluted, and I will not give my glory unto another? Hearken unto me, O Jacob, and Israel my called. I am he, I am the first, and I also am the last. This is Yahshua talking. Mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heaven. When I call unto them, they stand up together. Isaiah 40 verse 26 goes with that. Let's look at it. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who has created these things that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by names by the greatness of his might, so that he is strong in power, and not one faileth. So this is actually talking about Yahweh the Father here. So let's look at it again. Mine hand, Isaiah 48:13. Mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heaven. Okay, so his hand hath laid the foundation, and his right hand hath spanned the heaven. When I call unto them, they stand up together. This is Yahweh the Father. He created all things by his Son. That's in Hebrews chapter 1. All ye assemble yourselves and hear, which among them hath declared these things. For the Yahshua hath loved him. This is the Son now. For the Yahshua hath loved him. He will do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be on the Chaldeans. I have spoken, yea, I have called him. I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Come ye nearer unto me. Hear ye this, I have not spoken in secret. From the beginning, from the time that it was, there am I. And now the Elohim and his Spirit has sent me. Okay, the Yahshua Messiah. Now this is Isaiah talking here, so he says, and now the Yahshua Messiah and his Spirit has sent me. And so Isaiah 61:1 is a cross-reference to that. Let's read it. For the Spirit of the Yahshua Messiah is upon me, because the Yahshua hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty unto the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Okay. Go back now to Isaiah 48:17. Thus saith the Yahshua, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Yahshua, thy Redeemer, or King, which teaches thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Thy seed also had been as a sand, and the offspring of thy bowels, like the gravel thereof. His name should not have been cut off, nor destroyed from before me. Go ye forth of Babylon, flee from the Chaldeans, with a voice of singing, declare ye, tell this, utter it even unto the end of the earth. Say ye, the Yahshua hath redeemed his servant Jacob. So this Jacob is a generic term for his servants here in the last days that he redeemed. And Elijah David was one of these servants that he redeemed in 2002 out of Gilead Center. And so this is who we are. His servant Jacob. And when we overcome 100%, then our name is changed from Jacob then to Israel. And they thirsted not when he led them through the desert. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He clave the rock also, and the waters gushed out. There is no peace, saith the Yahshua, unto the wicked. There's no peace. Okay, that's the end of Isaiah 48. Let's go to Isaiah 49 now. We just got a few minutes left on our sermon here. Verse 1. Listen, O isles unto me, and hearken, ye people from far. Yahshua hath called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword, in the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft, and his quiver hath he hit me, and said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. And I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for naught, and in vain, yet surely my judgment is with the Yahshua, and thou workest my Elohim. And now, saith the Yahweh, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Okay, so we represent Jacob today. We're the Jacobites today. Our name is David, but still, we're classified as Jacob, because we have not yet been purified and sanctified. And like Jacob was when he wrestled all night with the angel, we have yet to wrestle with the angel. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yahweh, and my Elohim shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. See? So Jacob and Israel are one the same here. I will also give thee for a light unto the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation at the end of the earth. Thus saith the Yahweh, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, unto him whom man despises, unto him whom the nation abhorreth, unto his servant of rulers, kings shall see, and arise, princes also shall worship because of Yahweh, the Yahshua, that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Okay, let's do this again. Also shall worship because of Yahweh, the Father, that is faithful, and his Son, the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. And a typical Jacob, with the name Israel, after having overcome and received the three seals, as mentioned there in Revelation 3:12, thus saith the Yahshua, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the best of heritages. That's Psalm 69:13. We might turn to that right quick and read that and see what it says. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Yahshua, in an acceptable time, O Yahshua, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. And we go back to Isaiah 49:8. He says, thus saith the Yahshua, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of the salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for the establishing of the earth, for the causing to inherit the destined heritages. Now this is our command here today, that thou mayest say unto the prisoners, go forth to them that are in darkness, show yourselves, they shall feed in the ways, and their pasture shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor the sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of waters shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and all my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Yahshua hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, the Yahshua hath forsaken me, and my Yahshua hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will not I forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste. The destroyers and they that made thee waste shall go forth to thee. Lift up thine eyes round about, and behold, all these gathered themselves together and come to thee. As I live, saith the Yahshua, thou shalt surely clothe thee with them, all as with an ornament, and bind them on thee as a bride doeth, for thy waste and thy desolate places, and the land of thy destruction shall even now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants, and they that swallow thee up shall be far away. For the children which thou shalt have, after thou hast lost the other, shall say again in thine ears, the place is too straight for me, give place to me that I may dwell. Then shalt thou say in thine heart, who hath begot thee, seeing I have lost my children, and am destined, a captive, and removing to and fro, and who hath brought up these? Behold, I was left alone. These, where had they been? Thus saith Yahshua Messiah, behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to thy people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders, and kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Yahweh, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith Yahweh, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children, and I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with sweet wine, and all flesh shall know that I, the Yahweh, am thy Savior. I'm the Yeshua, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, as the Mighty One of Jacob. And this Jacob translates into David today. So this is where we're at. This brings the close of our study this hour. You can contact us at the 11th hour call. We're going to close now with a song. Close now with a song entitled, Who at My Door Is Standing?
Who at my door is standing, patiently drawing near, and trust within demanding, who is the voice I hear? Sweetly the tongues are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, I'll help with thee. Lord, in the dark you're living, knocking again is he. Just for thou not near me, waiting so long for me. The tongues are falling, open the door for me. If thou heed my calling, I will abide with thee. Door of my heart I hasten, leave the hope and with me abide. Sweetly the tongues are falling, open the